Alright, this is Agent Urbanic, item number 18A. Today is December 9th, 2018. This is CR number 2018-434-245. It's the Brevard County Jail Complex at Camp Road, Cocoa, Florida. Time now is 21:22. And what is your name one more time?
Kenneth Bloodworth.
Bloodworth. And your date of birth?
9-6-64.
Alright. And you swear and affirm that everything you tell us is going to be truth and correct and accurate?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so there was an incident, I guess, earlier today, I guess in the booking area, and you came in today to the booking area, correct?
Right.
Okay, do you know what time that was around?
It's around about 1 o'clock.
In the afternoon?
In the afternoon.
Okay. And while you were there, where in booking were you?
I was in one of the holding cells, I guess number 4, I guess.
Number 4?
I guess that's the number.
Okay. So you were in one of the holding cells, and did the incident happen in the holding cell, that, or did it happen outside the...
Well, I was in a separate holding cell.
Okay. Well, what did you see exactly?
I saw... First of all, the guy was knocking on the window real hard.
Okay,
banging on the window.
So, like, one of the other inmates?
The guy that passed away.
Okay.
He was banging on the window for what reason, I don't know.
Like pounding with his fist?
Boom, 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 boom.
Okay.
And he was warned one time, and he kept doing it.
Okay.
He had to go get a picture taken for one of these vans, and mm-hmm. the guard was telling him to go that way, but he said he wanted to go this way,
mm-hmm.
out the door. And that's when I seen him start swinging on the guard.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so can you describe the guard?
Girl was a bald-headed guy.
Bald-headed guy?
Tall guy.
Okay.
About my height, his bald head.
And the inmate, do you remember what he looked like?
He was like Hispanic. Hispanic or half black.
Okay.
Something like that.
Kind of like a light color?
Light color,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you said he started swinging on him, how did he start swinging on him?
Just toward his head. Towards the guard head.
Like he with closed fists or something?
Right, yeah.
Or? Okay.
Yeah, like he was.
Did he make contact with the guard?
Yeah, he was ready to fight, yeah.
Okay.
I could tell by the expression on his face, he was ready to fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when they were fighting, where were you in relation to that? Like, you said you were in the holding cell?
Mm-hmm.
So was that, like, directly across from them?
Directly across.
Okay.
I was looking right at him.
Okay.
When it happened.
Okay. So, like, you know.
See, like, that wall right there?
Yeah.
I was right.
Right across?
Right. Just like in the window right here, looking
okay.
right at him.
So when the inmate started swinging on the deputy, what happened after that?
They was tussling on the ground. And I guess I seen another deputy come over, and he was still scuffling. He was like a cage animal or something.
Okay.
And he was still fighting. 6 more deputies came, and he was still fighting.
Okay.
You know, like he, I don't know.
He seemed like he was very strong, like trying to, very aggressive.
Like he was aggressive, like he was on some kind of drugs or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then after the deputies got on there, did you see anything else happen?
No.
No?
No, I didn't. The only thing I saw was they was on the ground scuffling, and then they... tried to get his arms to restrain him, and he had his arms up on him, and...
He wasn't releasing his arms?
He wasn't releasing his arm at all, and they pepper sprayed him, and he was still scuffling very hard, and then the another officer, female officer, came and tased him.
Okay.
And he still was very aggressive.
Okay.
You know, he was fighting.
Alright. Was he screaming anything or saying anything?
After he was restrained, he was screaming.
Okay. And then the other... But he was still Once they got him restrained, was he still talking and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was trying to get loose from the chair.
Okay.
He was screaming, and when they put him in the cell next to me, in the chair, he was still screaming and yelling.
Okay. By the chair, what do you mean by the chair?
It's like a, looked like an electric chair, but it was a straining chair that
strained
his arms and hold his head back. Mm-hmm. And they had a net over his head, so, you know, I guess it wouldn't bite him.
Bite or spit or something.
Right, something like that. It was a net. Yeah.
Okay. Officers, what were they saying to him? Could you hear that?
They was trying to tell him to settle down and get his hands so they can, you know, control him, but he wouldn't listen. They was trying to calm him down. But like I said, he was on something.
Okay.
But when I first went in there, he was polite. He even spoke to me, you know, and I don't know what happened.
Was he in your holding cell at any time?
No.
Okay. Did you recognize him? Have you ever seen him before?
No, I never saw him before in my life.
Once he was in the chair, you really couldn't see him, or could you see him?
In the restraining chair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see
him. But then they put him in a neighboring cell, is that what?
Yeah.
Okay, could you see him in there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, at that point, did anything else happen that you saw?
Yeah.
What happened?
It was yelling and hollering screaming, and I was stood up at that window, and I saw him. He looked over at me, and his eyes rolled back in his head.
So you saw his eyes roll back?
Yeah, I saw his eyes roll back in his head, and then I saw his eyes close. I said he was gone then.
Okay.
Yeah, he was looking straight at me.
Was he, so right before that, what was he doing?
Screaming, hollering, trying to get out that chair again.
And then, was it really quick that you saw him kind of like change to like where he's quiet and then eyes rolling back? Or?
Yeah, it was kind of quick. Like, I'd say about 5 minutes.
Okay.
He stopped screaming. And yeah.
Okay. Does anything else stand out that you can think of? Or anything else that you think that we should know? Do you have any questions?
No. You said there was 6 deputies that came? I mean, are you sure about that number, or are you just...
Yeah, it was quite a few.
Okay.
It's quite a few. I think it was 6. It was quite a few. Okay.
In your mind at all, who created this incident?
The guy created it because he was banging on the door. And he got up. The warning the first time, and he kept banging. I'm talking about not knocking. He was banging on the door. I don't know what his problem was. And then the deputy that took him out the holding cell was being polite to him, you know. And that's when all the shit happened.
All right. Do you swear and affirm everything you told us was the truth, correct, and accurate to the best of your knowledge? So help you get. And state your name and date of birth one more time.
Kenneth Bloodroof, 9664.
And time now is 21:31, and this concludes this interview.